One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. 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 Pleases Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting through the Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullah alayhi says that I was on a journey and the time for Salah came upon me. There was a well, but no bucket or rope to take the water out. So I became anxious and thought, how am I going to perform wuzu? Suddenly, from one of the rooftops, a Madni Munni, a young girl, appeared. She asked, why are you upset? I said, I'm looking for a rope and bucket. I need to take water out of the well. She asked, what is your name? I said, Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli. The girl surprisingly said, my goodness, you are the one who is a very renowned scholar of deen, and yet your condition is such that you cannot take water out of this well? Saying this, she spat into the well. The water suddenly and amazingly started to rise up. When it came to the top, I performed wuzu. And after completing my wuzu, I turned to the Madni Munni and said, oh daughter, tell me truly, how have you performed this karamat, this saintly miracle? She replied, simple, I recite Salatul Nabi in abundance, and by virtue of it, this miracle has taken place. Subhanallah. So inspired was Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullah alayhi, that he made the firm intention to write a book on Salatul Nabi, and then he wrote the amazing Dalailul Khairat Sharif. So impressed Hazrat Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullah alayhi that he made the firm intention to write a book on Salatul Nabi and went on to write the amazing Dalailul Khairat Sharif. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. My dear viewers of Madni channel, daughters are a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. It was in the time of ignorance that people disliked daughters. Indeed, in the time of Jahiliya, people used to commit many sins. And there were some ignorant and foolish people amongst the kuffar who buried their daughters alive. Yet, when it came to Islam, the picture changed. In the days of ignorance, the sons, after the demise and the death of their father, used to go and sell their mother. But it was Islam that gave women the beautiful status. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's teachings were so amazing, and the Quran was so brilliant, and Islam was so beautiful, that it was in the fold of Islam that we were taught that Jannat, paradise, lies at the feet of your mother. My dear Islamic brothers, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, he who looks after and nurtures two girls up to the age of maturity will be close to me on the day of judgment, as close as the fingers on my hand are to each other. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This was the status that Islam gave to daughters, and Islam gives to daughters. How fortunate is the person who has daughters and brings them up in accordance with Islamic teachings. Let me narrate to you a beautiful narration. The great Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he looked for honesty and integrity. You'll have all heard the story when Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to stroll the town to see if everybody was fine and there was peace within his kingdom. He passed by a house in which the mother was saying to her daughter, mix water into the milk. And the daughter replied, this is a crime. The Khalifa has prohibited it. The mother then said, as if the Khalifa is here watching you. To which the daughter replied, oh mother, okay, the Khalifa isn't here, but Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most High, is watching. Subhanallah. Upon hearing this conversation, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came home, talked to his son Asim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and suggested that he should marry this pious girl. Eventually, Hazrat Asim married that girl, and later from her offspring, the just Khalifa, the second Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was born, and the whole Muslim Ummah takes pride in him. Look at the amazing teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this amazing companion who taught us that a daughter with good upbringing is a gift and a precious treasure. Today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we are blessed with daughters. But what we don't value is the importance of bringing up daughters in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, everybody complains that our daughters are going onto the wrong path. But the question is this, my dear viewers of Madni channel. When did we teach him the character and the sirat of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha? When did we teach him about the sirat of the great sahabiyat? When did we teach him about the characters and the ways of the great waliyas of Allah Azza wa Jal? My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni channel. It is very, very important if we want to bring our daughters up properly and we want to take pride in it, that we ensure that we bring them up in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah. From an early age, we should start to teach them namaz. From the age of 5, 6, and 7, we should stand them on the prayer mat with us. The mother should take the daughter and pray. Now the problem is this in our households, that if the mother doesn't pray, how can she possibly instruct the daughter to pray? And if she does while she doesn't pray herself, then the daughter sees the mother as a hypocrite. Because at one point, the mother is saying that prayer is so important that from an early age you need to do it. And yet at the same time, when the daughter sees that the mother isn't bothered about praying, then what does she learn from this? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, it is very, very important from the age of 5, 6, and 7 onwards, our daughters are praying namaz. So that when they get to the age of 10, 11, and 12 and start to reach maturity, namaz is a part of their life. They have learnt the basics of namaz and they know that they have to pray 5 times a day. Those children, those daughters who learn to pray namaz from an early age throughout their lives will never miss their salah. Then, upbringing. Today, one of the problems we have is that we give our children up to that box, that television. We need to supervise our children. You need to know what your children are watching on the television. You must know what your children are watching on the internet. You must know what they are looking at on the phones. If you don't, then you are pushing your child into the fire of hell. Because if the child knows that nobody is watching me and I have a free reign, that's when problems start. Then, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, a lot of people ask, how can we give daughters that amazing upbringing that will make sure that she follows the beautiful ways and the characteristics of the mothers of the believers and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now the problem is that these things can't be spoon-fed. You cannot sit your daughter down day in, day out and talk to her about these characteristics and expect that she will suddenly develop them. It doesn't work in that way. What you have to do is give her the environment. The Madani environment will change her. So don't teach her that this is the right thing. Show her that this is the right thing. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is where the mother plays a crucial role. If the mother is reading salah, her namaz, 5 times a day, and asking her daughter in a beautiful way to join her, then you are creating that madni environment in your house. If you in the household control what channels you watch and ensure that the children grow up knowing that we cannot watch X, Y and Z, but we can watch Madni channel and we can sit with our family, and the reason for that is because Madni channel gives us Islamic teachings. They will grow up with Madni channel. And there are a lot of Islamic brothers who now say that in the initial stages, it was very difficult to get everybody, including the daughters, to sit down and watch Madni channel. But now, alhamdulillah, on a Saturday evening, the entire family gathers around and watches the Madni Mazakras and the beautiful Madni prayers of Amir al-Sum Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah. Then, a lot of us, we say that our children don't have respect. The question is this, my dear Islamic brothers. We know that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has told us that the child is like a blank sheet of paper. You can teach it whatever you want. When did we teach them respect? When did we teach them practically that this is how you respect your parents? As a father, did the father say, Beta, this is how you need to speak to your mother? Why did you just raise your voice with your mother? That's not the way we are. Your mother looks after you. Your mother spends time cooking, cleaning, doing everything. And then you approach your mother in this way? That's not right. And vice versa, the mother is telling the child about the father, so that the daughter grows up having the respect for the mother and the father, because both mother and father have worked together to instill that in them. We teach them respect. As a father, have a relationship with your daughter. Make sure that your daughter can turn to you and talk about things. Don't just keep a strict environment so that the daughters cannot talk to their father. They need your love and affection. Make sure that you are always there for them. Don't ignore them. Often, when children come to us and we ignore them, it disheartens them. In the early stages of life, when the child needs you, your daughter will come to you, look at my homework, look at this, and we're too busy watching the television, and we fob them away, and we tell them to go away. It breaks their heart. In the early years of life, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, our children chase us and our daughters will walk around us, and yet we ignore them. And when we want to give them time, then it's too late. So never ignore your children, and especially daughters. Daughters are amazing blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their heart is very fragile. The more love and affection and care you give them, the closer they will come to you and the more they will respect you. So once you gain that level of respect, then in a nice way, if you say, Vita, we are Muslims. Every morning we need to pray the Quran. We need to read the translation. We need to read the tafsir. It only takes 10 minutes. You need to make that a habit before you go to school. She doesn't see it as a burden. Because she loves you and you have that relationship, your daughter will start to implement it. But only if you and the mother of your children sit down every morning while the children are getting ready for school and you are reciting the Quran, the daughter will think, this is a fundamental part of my life. That is how we need to bring up our daughters. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, today we live in dangerous times. We have got this social media which takes over our child's life. Now today, a lot of parents close their eyes and they think that if we don't talk about this evil, it will go away. It won't. You need to control it. And the most vulnerable victims of this social media epidemic are our daughters. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we need to protect our daughters from this. We need to instill in them this understanding that social media is an evil. They need to grow up knowing that this is something which can corrupt them. This has dangers. And we need to have an environment where in the home we don't have this. For example, if father has lots of different social media accounts on different social media sites and is constantly trawling through them while the children are sat there, and mother has her own accounts, how are you possibly going to say to your daughter, you shouldn't have all these accounts on all these different types of social media sites? And if you can't stop her having the social media account, how are you going to police who sends her messages? It's impossible. So you need to set an example. And the example is this, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Monday Channel, that we need to teach our children the dangers, and we need to act in accordance with that and stay away from these things ourselves. Yes, without doubt, social media can be used for good as well. But you have live streaming of beyonds, you have other things. The problem though is not that. This is a deception of the shaitan. Because we think, well, there can be good coming out of it. There can. But the dangers far outweigh the benefits. And for children with a conscious and a very weak mind, and the shaitan and this peer pressure, they can easily be led astray. And that is what is happening. So the easiest solution is to try and avoid it for as long as you can. And then when your daughter gets to a certain age and you can't avoid it, then teach them the dangers and monitor them. Monitor exactly what sites they go on, what they look at, what messages they have, and they should know that my father will check, my mother will check, and then it works. My dear Islamic brothers, there is this concept that we have where I trust my child. My 11-year-old won't do anything wrong. I trust them. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin Channel, we are already creating a danger. Give them the idea that you trust them, but at the same time, keep an eye on them. Because if you don't, that's when people regret it. If your children come to you for help and advice, always help them. Now, one of the ways to help your children, the scholars have been right, is this, that we instill in them from an early age the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is very, very important and fundamental to today's bayan. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, one of the ways that we can bring up our daughters in the correct manner is by teaching them the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of our mothers, the mothers of the believers, the love of Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. These are the important things. Once you start to give them the love and affection of the Ahlul Bayt, once you start to teach them the characters of the Sahaba Ikram and the Sahabiyat, once you start to talk about with them about the amazing saints and the Awliya Allah, then the role models in your child's mind change. They don't become these pop singers, but they have a concept where they know who their real role models are. Every night, as your child is growing up, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, read to them Islamic books, stories about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stories about the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell them who Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha was. Tell them about the amazing characters of the mothers of the believers, and make them a role model. Get the books. Make sure that our daughters, as they grow up, if they get to 10, 11, 12, 13 and 14, at that age, they can name all of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. They know the Ahlul Bayt. They know who Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was. They know who Hazrat Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala anha was. They know all these great saints. That's what our daughters need to be like. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, let me share something amazing with you. Today, when our children get to a certain age, and especially our daughters get to teenage years, we think that the outside world influences them. So they're outside for a few hours a day, and we think that that influences them. It doesn't. Your home environment influences them. Your character influences them. The mother's character influences them. That is the biggest influence on their lives. And the proof? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, a British study of teenage girls found that 63% of teenage girls were easily swayed by their mother in most matters, even when there was peer pressure against it. So their friends are saying one thing, and their mother is saying another, and 63% of girls were swayed by what their mother was saying. And this is in a non-Islamic environment. Can you imagine that? That the mother is the role model. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, a professor from New Jersey says this, that the greatest role model for your daughter is the mother. Now today we think that the friends outside are causing an influence and making our daughters behave badly. But this is an independent study. You've got one study telling you that the 63% of daughters, of girls, their role model and their influence comes from their mother. And this tells you that the daughters have as their role models, not any singers or anybody else. They have their mothers. Their mothers have the influence over them. And this is teenage non-Muslims. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the time is when the daughter is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. At that age, if the daughter sees that my mother, when she goes out, no matter how fancy her clothes, she wears a madani burqa over the top and she keeps her clothes for the home, but outside she's wearing a madani burqa, she's wearing a niqab and she keeps herself covered, the daughter will develop that mindset. If the mother does that, if the mother prays five times a day, we've got independent research telling you she's has the most influence over the teenage daughter. If mother's praying five times a day, the daughter will pray five times a day. If the mother gets up in the morning and reads the Quran, the daughter will get up and read the Quran. If the mother gets up in the morning and does astaghfar and does wazaif, the daughter will get up and do wazaif. If the mother is polite, the daughter is polite. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in essence, independent studies tell us now that the daughter's character mimics the mother's character. The daughter's behavior mimics the home environment. If you want a daughter who understands the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, create the environment in your home. If you want a daughter who reads namaz, make sure that in your household nobody misses their salah. If you want a daughter who recites the Quran, make sure you never miss the Quran. If you want a daughter who is polite and acts in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you create a madani environment in your home. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, your daughter is a gift from Allah azza wa jal. Take that gift with both hands and bring it up in a way where you are proud of it. You know, the sahabis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were eager to ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what if somebody only has one daughter, because you've mentioned two and three? And Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he will also gain the great blessings. But the ulama ikram write, how? If he brings his daughter up properly, correctly, in a madani environment. Today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in the Western countries, we complain that our daughters are not acting in accordance with Islamic teachings. The question is this, when did we give him that teaching? Did you read to her every night and tell her who we are? Did you read religious books to her every night? Did you every Sunday take her to the sister's local gathering of Dawat-e-Islami, where she would have learnt things? Did you take her there where she would have met other English-speaking daughters who were her age, and so she didn't feel odd, she knew that there were others? Did you take her to the beautiful Islamic gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami where she would have met qualified sisters and daughters and she didn't feel left out and she had role models? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today if our daughters, when they reach 16, 17 and 18, are on the wrong path, it's because we have failed. So I urge you, for those whose daughters are young, change the environment in your home. And this is where, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the beautiful madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami comes in. Because it gives you a complete package. If the Islamic brothers attend the Thursday Ijtimaz and take their sons there, alhamdulillah, a madani revolution will occur in their lives. If they attend the madani kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami, the whole thinking and household will change. Then if we get rid of all these channels and we just have madani channel in the home, within a few weeks, the whole environment of the house will change and barakat will descend. Why? Because on madani channel, all day, 24 hours a day, all you have is the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, if you take your daughters to Alhamdulillah, the sisters of Ijtimaz, they will grow up learning how to behave Islamically and what Islam demands from them. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madan Channel, we need to teach our daughters from an early age that you are amazing, but you're not like everybody else you see around you. You are a Muslim daughter and you need to behave in that way. Your character needs to be the character of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is important. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madan Channel, there is a psychology to bringing up daughters. Today, if our daughters are going to look at TVs and dramas, what do most of them have? They have love stories. And this is what corrupts the minds of our daughters. Today, we have free mixing. How do we counteract that? How do we tell them that this is not allowed in Islam and there's a danger? By introducing a Madani mahal at home. That's the Madani environment at home, Madani channel, the sisters Ishtama, the good books, the reading at bedtime. All this will gradually write on that piece of paper that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said was a blank sheet, that you are the daughter of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you cannot behave like everything you see. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In this way, when we start to do this, we change our environment. Just imagine, for those who have difficulties at home with their children, if you got up every Fajr and went to mosque to pray, the mother of your children got up and all the daughters got up and prayed every day, then read the Quran, then every Thursday, the Islamic brother went to the Ijtimaz of Dawat Islami and took your sons. And on Sundays, the Islamic sisters went to the Ijtimaz of Dawat Islami and took the daughters. And then every Saturday evening, you watch the Madani Muzakaras. And then once a month, you traveled in the Madani Kafilas. An amazing revolution would take place in your household. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, our daughters are a great honor and a pleasure and a great gift from Allah Azza wa Jalla and an amazing blessing. But they're only the coolness of our eyes if we teach them how to act in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the great teachings of Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, I urge you to join the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami and give your children, especially your daughters, a head start in life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It will be a proud day when your daughter will be a Muballagha of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That will be a great day for you. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the tawfiq to introduce a Madani environment in our homes and to give our daughters the beautiful and most eminent position in our household that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught us. The daughters were the coolness of our eyes. And gosh, through the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can make them the coolest of our eyes. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. One who pleases his parents pleases Allah.